Welcome to A Link to Heaven Radio, where you will find the comfort knowing that the other side is but a whisper away, and a whisper away is your link to heaven. Now, here is your host, your guide, critically acclaimed, world-renowned psychic medium, Robbie Thomas.
Seeing all you beautiful people who are tuning in, I wish you all well this fine day. You know, we always start A Link to Heaven radio show with giving thanks to everyone in spirit, for it's through all of you and God this is possible. You know, out of all the shows I've done over the years, there is but one thing that is most gratifying, you, the listener. I love spending time with you each week and sharing in what is given me from spirit, and then together we do some of the most remarkable times, having fun, talking, chatting about the other side, life here, dreams, past lives, you name it. If one can share a single moment in time with another in a day that is presented to you or I, we have completed everything that has been asked of us, to love each other and everything around you. Life as we see it is complicated enough as we go through our daily repertoire, but it's the way one actually makes good in the day that counts. I know this program is heard by many, and many have inquired about reruns. You can go to A Link to Heaven Radio Archives and click on it, Dare to Hear Shows from the Past. Or if you wish, you can go click on any of the fine hosts and the programs that we have and catch their programs as well. It's toll-free, 1-888-268-4313, or call direct at 1-530-876-3222. If busy, folks, just keep trying. I have a few things I'd like to cover before we start the show tonight, so bear with me, will you, please? As I go through a list of great events on BBS radio. Are you psychic? Have you ever known who was on the end of the telephone before it rang? Can you predict events before it happens? Have you ever made a contact with the dead? Maybe your family or friends thinking of you are psychic. Many believe that everyone has some baseline psychic ability, such as intuition, and that, like a muscle, with proper training, it can be developed in the same way that talented violin player with practice can become a virtuoso violinist. A new reality series on the Sci-Fi Channel is searching for outgoing men and women of all ages and personality types who think that they may have some degree of baseline psychic ability and are eager to be trained and have their psychic skills developed. I strongly urge all our listeners in the audience, take it upon yourself to read up on this and open our front page on BBS Radio. Fill out the contest application. Give yourself that opportunity of a lifetime. If you want to learn more about the series, please go to www.sci-fi.com/the-gift to apply with email. One paragraph, a bio, and a description of your psychic gift, your phone number, along with a recent photo of yourself, to sci-fi-the-gift@mac.com. Take a moment, ladies and gentlemen, fill it out, the application. Give yourself this opportunity once more to be heard and seen. Go for it. What have you got to lose? Next week, on A Link to Heaven, I am so excited about this. I am going to introduce to the world one of the most premier paranormal investigation teams ever, and you will catch it right here on BBS at 8 p.m. Eastern. I will be introducing Todd and Chris Bates, owners of HauntedVoices.com and Haunted Voices Paranormal Research Investigative Team. There is a lot of great news coming out of this interview next Sunday, so be sure and tune in and catch the show. You can also check them out at www.hauntedvoices.com. And believe me, you will have one ghostly experience, which is a good thing. Remember the date, March 12th, right here on A Link to Heaven Radio on BBS, 8 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for one exciting evening with an extraordinary news that will keep you on your toes. Haunted Voices on A Link to Heaven Radio. What a show this is going to be, folks. Make sure you tune in. It's going to be a humdinger. Also, right here on BBS Radio, we have the debut of our very own Dog Pound. Yes, that's right. Woof, woof, woof. Goes out to those two great fellas of radio, Don and Doug Newsome, and their new show, BBS Boys Barking. You can hear them immediately following my show. So be sure, tune in, phone up, and give a great big Dog Pound holler to Don and Doug of BBS Radio. Now, how many times have you sat and thought, I wonder if I wandered this plane before in another life, past lives, and what it means to me? What is it about me thinking this or even feeling the way I do? We have a strange way of compromise with ourselves at times, yet we allude to the prospects of, yes, I do feel there is more to me than just in the existence I lead now. How many times has one felt the yearning of the belonging in another time or an era, let's say, and yet sits inside you, burning with no reprieve, no solace? You want to find this out. You're on a quest for knowledge. We all are. Define where you came from. It is a singular living of I am, or how old is my soul? I need to find out. Flashbacks of another time that seems so real, yet you can't put your finger on it. But it takes a bittersweet for you to have the sense of knowing, but you don't have the validity you need. Kind of like seeing the ice cream in front of you, but you're not allowed to taste it. The yearning in your gut that gives way to the longing of another life with many others around you and brought you happiness lay deep within, making your heart ache at times. It does. You have that feeling you belong to another. You have that feeling you've had parents before. You have that feeling you had another whole complete life. You want to find out what's going on. It's the yearning. It's the longing. Many of you listening now can relate to this and want answers to things that give you a different way of looking at things in this life. Make note, keep track of your encounters as such. This giving yourself a distinctive way to approach this very topic. I often speak about writing in journals and keeping notes, as I said. Give them a title, date them, log your feelings, log what you feel, what you sense, the emotions of yourself. Give yourself that chance to really reflect, look inward, and see if you do feel you came from an era and time where you had a different family. And even mention them. Give details if you have vision of this. This is a good way, a good focal point to start in your reflective, we'll call it mode. And then you can actually take a look at the feelings of the inner you and sensing. It's almost like dream interpretations, journal keeping, that type of thing. I know I always stress to people, again, to keep a journal for everything. Thus, you also see your spiritual growth. And this is truly a great way to keep track. It really is. It really is. Toll free. 1-888-268-4313. Or call direct. 1-530-876-3222. If busy, keep trying. Give me a call. We'll do some readings. We'll do some dream interpretations, past life. We'll get to talk. We'll sit down and discuss how you feel. Give me a call. We can talk about anything you like. Dream. We'll talk about your journal. Bring it up. I think I have a phone caller online, and it's Sandy from Vancouver.
Hi, Bobby.
How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. What's on your mind tonight, Sandy?
Well, you were talking about having lived before.
Yeah.
And when I was a little girl, I always had, I don't even think it was a dream. It just would happen, and it would scare me really, really bad, like I'd die down in some deep cavern or something.
Right.
And I was wondering if that's really what happened, because after I got so old, they just went away.
Okay. And do you often think of this like, in a way, just not just thinking, but actually feel it? Like if you're sitting by yourself.
I felt it. I felt like a fear I'd never known because I was too young to know that fear.
Right, right. So it's a part of you that we can say was lost, but yet now you're trying to find it. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a yearning. It's a feeling that you've belonged before. How long ago do you think this was?
I was just a child, but so young that I couldn't understand it. It was just this feeling and this fear, and I couldn't understand it. And it was like I was, like, buried or something, and I don't know. It was just the scariest thing I ever felt in my life, but I've never exposed to any kind of fear like that.
Okay, okay. Before I give you any type of reading and we'll go through this, I like to talk, you know, about what your steps are and how you're going to approach this. And if you did, have you kept a journal?
No, uh-uh.
You ever thought of writing down how you feel? Even going way back as a child, your emotions back then are different than they are now. And if you can set aside in a journal form your feelings from then, just reflective, just point form, and take a look. And then if it recurs every so often with you and you still haven't found that reprieve, that solace that you need, because it's an understanding we have to find. It's a part of us that was left behind. In my case, I know I was 6 years old, and I turned to wave back to my father goodbye, and I was hit by a car. So I know about being the reincarnate of that one life, and I feel it. I remember him to a T. It's the yearning. Sometimes I even feel sad in my heart because I've left my other family. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's something where it's, you know, I want a part of it. I need it. This is what's going to put a cap on everything, so I need to find out. Us reincarnates, I use the word us because there's quite a few of us that have had many, many, many lives. When we tend to reflect back to certain times or certain places or certain people or certain things, and in our lives now, when we come across something and we look at it, and if we pick up, say, a candle, and we're looking at a certain candle just in the storm, go, oh my gosh, we have a flashback. We have a sense of what we were before because it was a part of us. It's almost like we've come to a transition and a crossroad where we can actually see through and look at another of our past life. Do you ever happen? Has that ever happened to you?
No, I just had these, that when I was young, and I was glad it had gone away because the fear was so bad.
Right.
But then it's always bothered me since, was it a past life, or why would I have that as a child,
right,
so young as I was?
Okay. All right. All right. What I'm picking up here, too, is I don't know if you have, I'm picking up a dog. There was a dog. I feel there was two young people, and one, I'm writing as I go to, as I described to you, okay? One,
mm-hmm,
one perishes. There was another one. So one did not perish. So you had a sibling, and that's what I'm feeling. When you seen this as a child, did you remember of another sibling of yours that was with you when this happened?
No, I was, like, alone, and it was like I was a very uncomfortable, I was hard, like a cavern or something. It was like a very uncomfortable place to be.
Right.
And I felt like I was alone and scared.
Right, right. You know, kids are adventurous, and they go into places, and they seek out they do the weirdest things. And what I'm saying, too, is I do get the sense of two. There was you, and also there was a dog, and there was another, this is a male, a young male. So there was two of you. I'm also getting the name Laura. Laura would be a tie, or Lori would be a tie. And this name also transcends from back then. And this is what I'm getting for you. also getting the number 9, so it's age 9, roughly. Age 9 or 9 is a number that's tied to this Laura or Lori. This is how I'm getting it. So we have a dog. We have another one that was with you, the name Laura, Lori, and 9. And when I feel in a place like this where I have fallen, it was just that I feel I went in too far and I just fell, like you described it. And you, that's how it is. You hit your head and you pass. It's funny how some people think that there's great deal to their lives and what have you, but it's the silliest little accidents that do take us. Do you recall anything other than that?
Pardon?
Do you recall anything other than that?
No, just the fear of being alone and unable to get out of wherever I was.
Right, right. Do you have a pen and paper? I hope you're writing this down as I'm telling you.
Okay.
Remember the name Laura or Lori. That's how it comes with both. So Laura.
Would that be the dog?
No, that would be the girl's name, Laura.
Laura.
Or Lori.
Okay.
All right. That's how it comes to me. The number 9 came. So that would have to be around the age of 9. There is another, but it was a boy. That I feel. And there was a dog.
I'm sorry, what was that?
There was another that was with you. And sometimes when we have, I'll explain to you, sometimes when we have a reflective point, when we see that, we pass on. In my case, when I was turning waving, I know there was another one standing beside me. Now, I don't know what happened to that individual. I don't feel that individual passed when I got hit by the car. I feel I was the only one hit by the car, and that's what I can remember. I can remember floating over top of my father, over top in the kitchen area. I can remember looking at him being very sad in the place of our home and what have you. I can remember those type of things. Now, I can't remember all what happened after being hit by the car, how many people came to me and stuff like that. I don't remember that part. I remember just going directly to him. So when you passed, when you were younger, sometimes we can't remember, but I do see another individual, and it's a young male that was with you. That's what I'm feeling. It comes to me. I can see that in my mind's eye. I see the one was you. There was a young male, and there was also a dog. So two of you were playing, and that's how I'm getting it, is that you were playing, and you went to a cavern, like you say, but it was like a cave-type thing, and I feel the sense of falling and really hitting my head really hard. And it would be on my right side of my head. And that's how I'm feeling this.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling this because I feel like I walk in and it was like a dare, two kids talking, and I fall. And that's how I hit my head. And the other one runs to get help, but you passed. This is how it happens. And the age, roughly, and I'm getting the 9. So that's what I got for you. So you
Do you think the 9 is an age?
Pardon me?
You think the 9 is an age?
The 9 is an age. The 9 is an age. And it's something, the number 9 too is pertinent to you. So, sometimes we come through on past lives. I've done them before. There's certain things that we carry over, like traits and certain things that tie into our past lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like what I'm giving you, the information here, you will see. When you sit down and look at it, you'll go, oh, you know what that means? I remember this. Or, the 9 is tied to me somehow. And,
well, I just feel like the 9 is tied to me.
And it's tied to you. That's the age I feel. I can't go to birth date. I can't go to that. I go to age. So that's what it is to me. That's what it comes through. And again, the name Laura, Lori. So there's the name, and if you ever sit and think in your heart, inside, your gut feeling, and you're just sitting there one day and you're going through it, and if anything comes, write it down. Write it down and compare the notes, and this is what you will get. I get foothills. I'm writing that down, foothills. So, foothills in the cavern, and or I call it a cave, and going in just playing, just like normal play, everyday type thing, and this is what happens. That's how it comes to me.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Robbie.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's toll-free, folks. 1-888-268-4313, or call direct at 1-530-876-3222. If busy, please keep trying. Yes, past lives. And again, you know, the journal thing. And it, you can mark down your growth in your spiritual track. You can see, as I spoke to Sandy here about the past life, mark things down, put your emotions, put your feelings, put down what you do recall. And as time goes on, if more does come to you, you can see where it comes from. It comes from within. It feels like it sticks to your ribs. You can't get rid of it. It's a yearning. You need to know. This is how it feels. It's not something you just thought of, because thoughts come and go, but it's an actual stick to your ribs. We have Jennifer from Ontario. How are you? Hello, Jennifer?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Got a question for me tonight?
Yes, I was wondering about my love life.
Okay. Let me see here.
The phone's gone.
Pardon me, can you speak up, hon? Are you there?
Yes, there's something wrong with my phone.
Okay, can you just speak up just a little bit? Are you calling on a cell phone?
No.
Okay. Is this a... all right, can you hear me now?
No.
Dawn, is there a way we can get her to call back, maybe? Can
yes.
You hear me? Can you hear me, Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Your love life.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, I feel that, and I've got arrows. I got two of them pointing right at your name as I write it down here. And I feel that there was a nasty relationship or something that happened not too long ago. Somebody crushed you. And that's how I'm feeling. And I feel like not so depressed, but I feel there's anger inside you from this. And I feel wanting to move on. Do you have a hard time letting things go? Are you there, hon? Hello?
Yes?
Did you hear me?
I really can't. I'm trying to find volume on my phone here, but I can't find it.
Okay. Listen, do you find it hard to let things go when, say, like a relationship breaks up and what have you? You have a hard time moving on, because that's what I'm feeling. You're not moving on from something that has just happened not too long ago. Is that right?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Can we get you to call back? Do you have another phone, like another landline phone?
Do I have, sorry?
Do you have another landline phone?
No.
You don't, eh? Okay,
no.
Listen. Do you have a hard time letting go? Because I feel that you were hurt in a relationship just prior
mm-hmm.
here. I feel that there was something that just happened prior, and I feel that I'm having a hard time letting go. I'm still looking back, but I want to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. You know, what you got to do, because if we keep looking back, we can't go forward, and we want to have another love relationship or a relationship with anybody, and sometimes it becomes tainted when somebody has been so obscure to us in our lives. And I feel that the way I'm speaking to you is the other individual prior to was very neglectful to you. And that's how I'm feeling. And I feel like I've been crushed. I've been led down the road of wrong. Does this sound right?
Yes.
Okay. Your love life coming up here, you know, and you're not over this, because you still talk about it quite a bit. I'm feeling that you keep talking about it. In order to move forward, Jennifer, and I know you've been told this too, because I'm feeling this as you've been told this, you have to let go. You have to turn around and really let this go in order to move forward. You'll feel a cleansing. It'll be like a weight lifted off your shoulders. You won't have to look back at this anymore and say, you know, I want this guy over here as a boyfriend, but yet I'm still hanging on to something behind. So you really have to let it go before you really look at something else, because I feel that you get into a sense where you don't, you haven't finished one thing, but yet you're always jumping to another thing too. That's another thing I feel about you too, is that you don't finish one task at hand, we'll just call it that, and you're jumping into another one. Let's put an end to something first before we move forward, because you don't want to get hurt anymore. And I feel that you can become a lot stronger than you are if you really deal this card and let it go. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to give you a projection here for you, Jennifer. I'm telling you in April, and I'm going to look at the end of April here for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to really take a hard, good look at yourself and say, I am number one, and I'm going to let go of this. And you can do it. You can do it.
Okay.
God bless you, hon.
Okay. You too.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, people, that's 1-888-268-4313. That's 1-888-268-4313. Or you can call me direct at 1-530-876-3222. If busy, keep calling me. Yes, those journals, they're something else, you know. They keep record of everything. As soon as you write something down, you look back and you can take a look, even surprise yourself with things you write down. Now let's look at this life you lead. It's easy to figure out many times, for you've lived them in the present as you go. How many of you have crossed over many areas of your life that reflect of saying, wow, you know, I've seen this before, or I know of this in some different time? This leaves one wanting to know if it was possible to have lived before. We have Diana from Blockton. Is that correct? Blockton?
Blockton, Mass.
Blockton, Massachusetts. How are you, Diana?
Good.
Good, 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 good. What can I do for you tonight?
Hello.
Hello.
I can hear you better now.
Okay, good. Sorry. How are you, Diana?
I just had the volume up on my phone.
Okay. Do you have a question for me, hon?
Huh?
Do you have a question for me?
My love life.
Your love life.
Yeah.
Again.
Kind of hectic right now.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, again, I just got off the phone to, did you hear the caller I just called? That just called in?
A little bit.
Okay. And you're sitting there, and you're going, man, that sounds like me.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what?
What?
Oh, I hate to go through it again, because I know you're strong. And I know that, I'm getting that from you too. You know, it's hard. You got to put stuff, people have to learn. They have to learn, and I know it's hard sometimes, but we have to take things, put it in a box, and shove it aside and say, okay, I did it, done it, it's over, and we can move on. We can't move forward in this life unless we do finish untied business. And I feel that because of a love that you had that wasn't good, but you still have feelings, and those feelings are tied there, and there's still unresolved issues in that situation. Have you thought of writing this stuff out?
Huh?
Have you thought about writing this stuff out?
I write a lot of poetry.
Do you? And that's where you release all your emotions?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when we write poetry, we write in there also things that tie us, like a bind. Have you thought of just writing stuff out like, okay, I'm going to move forward now. This is my time. I'm number one, you know, and let go of the past.
Yeah, I have.
Okay. But you're still hanging on. And I know there's unresolved issues because of that.
Yeah, there are.
We do get better as we go. And we do become better inside, knowing that if we can let go and forgive. Now, here's the catch. We forgive ourselves. Now, you're probably saying, why should I forgive myself? Well, we forgive ourselves in order to say, I let it go. I am free. So you can be free and move forward. And this will let you move on to look for that other part that you want, a new love, a new life. And I'm going to tell you, I'm looking for you. So you can move forward. I'm looking for you around, we're going into May. I'm looking for May. I see a gentleman in May for you. And this is going to start out like a big, strong friendship.
Okay.
And it's funny enough. Yeah, this starts out as a big, strong friendship. And it goes, and it's a good one, too, because I don't think you want to lose. You don't want to cross the boundary. You don't want to. It's going to be you. It's not going to be him. It's going to be you. You're not going to cross that line. You want
to
keep this.
It's kind of hard
for
me to find someone because I have an illness.
Right.
That being with someone kind of makes it difficult.
Right, right. But, see, that's what I'm thinking. You're not going to cross that line. You want to keep it as a strong friendship rather than jump into it as a love thing.
Uh-huh.
So this comes in May. And this is going to be a good gentleman for you, too, by the way. This is going to be a good guy. And you're going to see a whole world of change because there are good guys out there. And, you know, you don't have to look at... I know when someone gets hurt, they say, you know, either gender, like, you know, women are terrible or men are terrible. It's not all men and it's not all women.
Oh,
and just because certain ones, you know, become the thorn in our side, while there's many beautiful roses out there. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? May's your turn, and that's when I feel for you, hon. And it's going to be a strong relationship, like a very close bond, and it's a friendship. And it's you. You're the one. And I'm going to tell you again, you're the one who's going to be scared to cross the line, and you just kind of spoke it to me. But you know what? Let it happen on its own. Good things come to you. This is going to be a good year for you, by the way, as well. So
I hope so.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year for you as well. I know you've been down for the last couple years, and it's been pretty tough.
Yeah, that's true, I have.
Yeah, and you know what? It's going to be better for you. It really will. It really will. It's looking good.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, hon.
All right, God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. Yes. So, toll-free, folks, 1-888-268-4313. That's 1-888-268-4313. Or you can call me at 1-530-876-3222. If busy, please keep trying. Okay. Now, we were talking about the different areas where we cross over and look at ourselves and the different lives. And, you know, we sit there and we get the awe factor, the whoa, you know. It is possible to have been another individual in another time. Is it? Most certainly. Yes, by all means, it's true. Reincarnates, always. We always have the problem if we have another caller.
Yes, hello.
Najana? From Miami, Florida. Is that, am I saying that right?
You're close, but it's Najida.
I'm sorry. Say it again, hon. Can you speak up?
Najida.
Najida?
Yeah.
That is pretty. I like that. That's a really nice name.
Thank you. How are
you
tonight?
Welcome. Wow, that's a real nice name. That took me. I like that. Well, hon, you have a question for me?
Yes, I do. I spoke to you in December about my career.
Oh, in December?
Yeah, I spoke. It was. I called in. It was around Christmas time, and you were with Rochelle.
Oh, okay.
And I called, and I was really worried about my career, and so I asked you some questions about career, and you said there was someone like behind the scenes, interfering with my career, but that things would come full circle in March. And I don't know, I just wanted an update because so far nothing has happened and I'm a little worried.
Okay. And you know what I'm getting? I'm getting Yeah. Oh, man. Have you confronted this individual as to say, why are you, you know, people in higher up areas, as in instructors or principal leaders in our society, who tend to take everything for granted. Now, this really irks me because they think they got the power that they can actually go and pull strings and make others, you know, not feel good about themselves or actually, you know, not let the course of what should be for them be for them. And I'm feeling that this is like, again, an instructional type individual. And I'm feeling that this person has done this before. You felt this about this person, like a teacher type deal?
Yeah, he's the dean. He's basically the dean of the school I just graduated from.
He's the dean of the school that you graduated from.
Yes.
Okay, so that all fits then. Yeah,
yeah,
so,
I suspect it's him. In fact, he's in a position where he can do that.
Yeah, but you know what? That's wrong.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Yes, and I still see something coming up here, hon. This is March. I still see something coming up in this time frame. I mentioned it to you then, as you told me, and it's funny I could pick him up like that again. That's who this guy is, and it irks me because, like I said, he's in a position of being a teacher type instructor, and that's who he is. He's a dean. If you get the feeling, and like I feel if you have any opportunity where you have been putting out resumes or you get the chance to even go and sit and talk to people and they give you the idea of saying, well, we discovered this or we've talked to somebody and we have this about you, ask, say, can I see that please for a moment? Ask them.
Okay.
Be open and honest with them.
Okay.
But the good part about it is to don't cut him down because he will cut his own throat. You just want to see the information, what's coming through. If they have anything that is wrong or wrongfully said from him, just talk about you. Talk about you. You are a solid-based individual, and things are going to happen for you. I still see things going to happen for you, hon, and this is the time frame. Keep going. Bust. You know what? I know you're saying to yourself, but I bust my butt. You know what?
Yes, I did.
I know you did. And you know what? Keep going. Keep busting it because it's going to pay off big for you. It really will. I truly say it. If I can pick him up a second time, and you know I speak to like thousands of people.
Yeah,
a week,
you do.
You know, so just go and keep your spirits high because this is what I see. I see something very good for you and it's going to take over and then you can turn around and give him the biggest raspberry you can ever give anybody. Just stick that tongue out and go there. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. Things look good for you. I know that, you know, there was something with this guy and with your relationship with this guy. And it's got to do with power and wanting to control.
It does.
You know, it does. And it's disheartening. It really is. Because people in this position should not be in this position. And he's going to get his own throat cut because you're not the only one. You've probably spoken to somebody else who has had a similar type of, or are going to, because I feel it's very close here too. Somebody's going to talk to you, or you have talked to somebody about this and it's been similar.
Oh, so not yet, but I guess it may happen in the future. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. He's going to get caught.
I taking the best road? Because I do want to confront him, but I feel like knowing his personality, it would make it worse.
Yeah, that's right.
He would deny it, and I would really make him, I would anger him even more.
That's right. That's right. We don't have to travel the road they travel.
We
make our own path in life, which is a good path. They'll stumble, they'll fall, they'll come to a dead end. Let them do their own. We don't need to go into their path. So let it lie. You just keep plugging away, and good things are going to come for you.
Okay, and you feel like March is the month?
Yeah, this month here is something significant for you. You know, we just begun it, and there's something significant this month for you, and it feels like there's a big turnover for you. Things are going to... Yeah, things are... You got an out-of-town call or something that you've actually wanted to go out of town too as well?
I do. Yes, exactly. I do want to go out of town. I want to go out west. That's the jobs. Those are the jobs that I'm looking at, but nothing has solidified, and I'm still applying and looking and hoping that something new can come up that's a little more permanent or start sooner or...
Right, right. Have you thought follow-up phone calls?
Yes, there's one in San Francisco that is starting in June that I was considering, but it's the right area but not the right specialty. So I'm looking at this other one in Phoenix or Scottsdale, Arizona.
Right.
And it's the right specialty, but I'm not too crazy about Phoenix, but hey, it's the right specialty.
You know what? Give them a call.
What?
Give them a call.
Oh, give them a call. Okay.
Yeah, like a follow-up phone call. You know, hi, how you doing? I'm just trying to relate where we stand, you know, type thing like that.
Okay, I was thinking about calling them this upcoming week.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Because I was hoping to get an interview there so I can see the place and hopefully they can see me and they could choose me.
Yeah, definitely.
To come and start work over the summer.
Well, let's do it. Let's say it's a done deal, and let's do it.
Okay.
Because you know procrastinators get nowhere, right?
No. And I haven't been procrastinating. I've just been patient because I've been disappointed so many times.
Yeah, I know.
That's what, you know, the
and you have to let that go about that teacher dean guy. You got to let it go. Let's move forward. And if we, it's like, you know, I'm going to give you a little example. A worry wart says, oh, I feel the pain here, and they call sickness to themselves. So if we take our energy and we apply it to that guy and think, I know it's him, he's behind this, well, we're done with that guy now, right? We want to move on. So take your energy, refocus it, put it back into your heart, offer up all the bad to the universe, move forward, and that guy's history.
Okay.
Deal?
Yes, that's a deal. That sounds terrific.
Good stuff. And you're a very good motivator. So, you know, get your butt in gear. Make that phone call. This is your month.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Thank you.
God bless you, hon.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes. Energy. That's another topic we should talk about, and refocusing ourselves and taking ourselves, planting a good seed. The power of suggestion, turning it to the power of intent. I've often spoke of it. That gives us the right. It's our right. We get to do that, you know. And I really, really wish her all the best. Beautiful name, by the way. Still, that's a beautiful name. Okay. Now, reincarnates. It's like a movie played over and over in our mindset. And yet, you know, our heartstrings become so attached to the one who we were before. The same with reincarnates, as we might say. We are driven from spirit to find more out about ourselves in the many lives we lead. We have a caller. We have Sydney from Maryland. How are you, Sydney?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, hon. How's your evening?
Okay. It's good to see that you're back on the radio. It's been a while.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we moved from Texas to California, which took a little bit of time, mm-hmm. and then we had to get the readjustments and putting everything together, and, you know, it's been one heck of a haul, but we're back on air. Thank goodness.
Okay, good. Actually, I had two questions.
Okay, can you speak up just a tad?
Okay. I had two questions. The first one was, maybe three, like financial and career, like how that was going to work out for me, because you know, I thought, well, I don't know if it's true necessarily, but it's the feeling that I'm getting that people aren't really trying to help me, like, succeed at work. So, and I'm looking now for, like, another job and stuff. So, just wondering how that was going to go or if that's even true, you know?
Okay. I you know, I see a split. And it's funny because I put down financial career and split, right? And then when I do that, I feel there's something to do with papers. I don't know if you are. I'm getting the feeling that you're going to be working with papers.
Which phone? Because this one is not.
Pardon me?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, good. That's better. I feel that you're going to be working with papers.
Okay,
now,
I'm going to be working
with papers,
with,
yeah.
What was it?
Pardon? Are
Hello?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yes. I see that you're working with papers, and I'm feeling the part of the paperwork is like a, I don't know, it's like a layout. I see like a layout. I don't know what you're doing with the trends or layout, but this is what I'm getting.
Is, layout? Is that what you said?
Yeah, layout.
Okay. Well, I work in a lab, so I'm working on a bunch of new standard operating procedures, a lot of paperwork, and maybe
okay.
how things
so
will run in the lab.
So you're laying out the procedures of whatever you're doing,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, this is what I'm still getting, so this is what you're going to be doing.
Okay.
But I feel a split. I don't know why. Moving from this lab to another lab, but I feel like it's a split. So I don't know why. Is there going to be like a severance package or something? Are you? This is what I'm getting.
That I'm going to switch labs, you're saying?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Have you thought of that?
Nope.
Well, that's coming.
I thought of switching jobs in general, but...
Okay, but no, this is what I'm getting. It's like a switching of labs,
mm-hmm.
and it's a split. That's how it comes, and I say a split, like it's like I'm leaving and there's like a severance or something, or, you know, it's not on good terms, more or less. It's like, I don't want this, bye, and you're gone. But it's, again, you're doing layout work for papers and stuff like that. So if that's what you're doing, this is what's going to be continuing for you.
Okay.
And as for financially,
mm-hmm.
you know what, it's going up.
Okay.
It doesn't go sideways here. It goes up.
Okay. That's good.
So it's not going to be the same old hashing of this and that. And no, it's going up. So there's going to be like an increase or a promotion of
mm-hmm.
some sort. Somebody's noticing you, by the way, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's actually taking a notice to you.
Okay.
And this is good. So word of mouth and word of... it's good, though. It's like somebody say, you know, she's good. You know, let's get her. And that's how it's coming. So it's going to be someone's going to talk to somebody,
mm-hmm.
and you know them. And that's how I'm feeling. And it's going to be a split, and you're going to go somewhere. And it's going to be like a different lab.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, I guess that means I'm staying in the same type of work, because I was trying to maybe do something totally different, like public health and stuff.
No, you're going to stay in the same type of field as this. The reason why you feel like you want to change is because there is a clash. There is not goodwill or something. It's like, I'm tired of this. But, you know, when our work becomes the dread, it's
uh-huh.
because we are not happy at what we're doing. And
yeah.
that has a lot of factors into it. It could be the people we work with. It
uh-huh.
can be the atmosphere, the morale, and I'm probably hitting on everything that's going on where you're working, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? When we step out of that and we break that eggshell and we go across to a new place, and I'm looking at it, and it feels really refreshing to me. It
mm-hmm.
feels that I feel I'm able to be more in control. I'm going to be able to assert myself in my own manner,
mm-hmm.
and it feels a lot better. I don't know. I feel really dungeony. And when I'm looking at the one you're in now, it's like, I don't want to go to work half the time. I feel that.
Hi, man.
Is that right?
What's wrong with the phone? But it's just like I can barely hear what you're saying.
Okay. I feel like I don't even want to go to work sometimes.
What was that?
You? You don't feel like you want to go to work sometimes. It feels
like every day.
It's like every day, right? Well, this here is going to be a change for you. I feel it's going to be refreshing, hun. It's going to be a step forward. It's going to be a lot better for you, but it's going to be the same thing. And you're going to be doing the layout. You're going to, for the procedures and what have you. That's what it is.
Okay. That's better. Okay. That's good. And then I guess the other question was my lack of love life. If it's going to improve ever.
Your lack of love life? I've never heard of it that way before, but that's a good way to put it. You've got a good sense of humor. That's good. Lack of love life. Yeah. Was there someone at your work that you were interested in where you were working? Because I feel there was somebody that
was
interested in.
I was working with too much.
Pardon?
Yes, if there was someone that I was interested in.
Well, yeah.
No.
Well, I feel there was somebody that you were interested in where you worked, but again, it didn't work out. There was something, I don't know, it must have been where you felt feelings for him at one point, but it just didn't work out. Something, that's what I'm feeling. But on the other hand, everything that I said goes up, and on refreshing side of it, yeah, I feel that later in the year, there is romance for you late in November. What's November to you? Because it comes up twice to me.
November is so late. I don't know. Nothing really.
Okay. Well, November comes up twice to me. So November. That's how it comes up. So November at the end of this year here, that's when it's coming up for you very strong then. November.
Okay.
November. I get that twice.
Okay.
And that's where you asked me the question directly about your love life and will it get better. I feel November.
November? And will it be something, I guess, that lasts for a while, or?
Will it last?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be a good one. This will be a good catch.
Okay.
This will be a good catch.
Okay.
And this will be something good for you.
Okay.
Because you need, I'm not saying this to be mean, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I feel that you need a little direction in your life, and this individual is going to give you a little direction.
Okay.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And it doesn't hurt to be honest. You know, this is going to be good for you. This is going to be good for you. And again, November. So it's either November 2nd is a date for you, a significant date, or it's November. It's just shouting it out at me. November.
Okay. Is there going to be anything like before that? I mean, just as far as like, you know, just dating in general or?
I don't see nothing serious, no. I don't see anything serious whatsoever.
Not
as in
serious, but just something in the meantime.
You gotta get out.
Okay.
You know, how can you get anything when you don't get out?
True.
Yeah.
Still
so,
in school, so it's like it's hard to
I feel
in.
Like Rob the date guy, you know. Tell me what's wrong with me, Rob, you know, and I sit there and I go, okay, well, I get the feeling of this, but you got to get out.
Yeah.
You got to get yourself out there.
Well, I have been a few times.
Yes,
I
well, you know what? Get out. I don't mean advertise. I mean, just get out there and, you know, you're not going to meet them in the fish market or you're not going to meet them in the library, but, you know, get out there. Get yourself out there and mingle.
Okay.
God bless you, hon.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Well, folks, what a wonderful evening. What a bunch of wonderful people. Once more, I'd like to remind our listening audience, the upcoming extreme special that is going to be piped over the airwaves worldwide, and that is next week on A Link to Heaven Radio. I am so excited about this. I mean, I'm busting, okay? I am introducing to the world one of the most premier paranormal investigation teams ever. And you will catch it right here on BBS at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'll be introducing Todd and Chris Bates, owners of HauntedVoices.com and Haunted Voices Paranormal Research Investigation Team. There is a lot of great news coming out of this interview next Sunday, so be sure and tune in and catch the show. You can also check them out once more at www.hauntedvoices.com. And believe me, you will have, again, one ghastly, ghostly experience, and I'm telling you, it's a good thing. I have time for one more caller tonight, and I'm going to take it because I've been told by Don, he's going, ha, 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 ha. He's laughing at me. So, you know what? Paulila? Is that how you say your name, hon? From Vancouver?
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Is that your name, Paulila?
Uh-huh.
Did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
That is really pretty. Where do you girls come up with these names? Oh, my goodness. Oh. They are so nice names. Well, thank you for calling me.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Doing good?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a question for me?
Yes, I do. And this is going to sound completely ridiculous. I think it sounds ridiculous. I have and always have had an acute fear of all insects. I mean, ladybugs, butterflies, spiders, ants, anything. If one gets within a 3-foot radius of me, I have a complete panic attack. I was wondering if that had to do with another life, or
yeah.
If I was just conditioned to fear this, or...
No, no. Medically, some people say it's a condition, you know, and I'm going to give you an example here, hon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quantum physics and spirituality, okay? A long time ago, scientists, I'm not knocking them, you know, everything's done by science, which is very, very good. You know, it's practical. We need it. And then they didn't believe that it ran hand in hand. Now they're starting to come our way, and they're trying to say, you know, it does run hand in hand, even more so spiritually than science. So I'm going to connect this with you. Some might say, yeah, it's a condition, but you know what? When you were talking, I seen, and I'm not trying to gross you out by any means, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting some young girl in a foreign land like Africa area and being eaten by a bunch of ants, big bugs like that. That's what I'm seeing. So it's like almost like those, what do you call them? I'm trying to think of the name of them. I can't even think of the name right now. It slipped my mind. Like fire ant type thing. But they're big, big ants, and that's what I'm feeling. That's what happened. That's what I felt when you started talking about the bugs. The picture came in my head right away. I felt it. I seen me. That's what happened to you. That's what has happened to you. So in your fear of bugs, you know those great big black ants that you see in your home sometimes or out crawling around, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Even when you get near those, you're kind of like, ugh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugly looking things. But anyways, yeah, that's what has happened to you. So when we have a trait carry over from our past life, this is what happens to us. And this is what has happened to you. As horrific as that sounds, and I see a little girl. When I'm talking a little girl, I'm looking at the age about maybe 12, 13, that age, that little, and that's what has happened. So I don't know if you can feel that or have had any premonition or recognition of it at that age, but 12 and 13 is a past life, and that's from there. So that's what you're tied to. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. That is, now, I want to get a little bit more here. I'm trying to get a name. It's a really difficult name to get here. It starts with a K. I'm just going to try to spell it. K-A-T-N. It's almost like Katnisha. It's almost like that. K-A-T-N-I-C-H-A. Kanisha. Something like that. That's what comes to me. And I'm sitting here really feeling this name of a young girl. So I don't know if you've had some weird name in your head before or felt it that I was somebody a long time ago and this is the name. But this is what comes to me and it's called Katnisha. Kind of a different name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. So, you know, I've done many things like missing people and stuff like that, cases like that, murder cases and stuff, right? And I'll sit and I'll say a weird name and to the people and go, well, that's a town that's right by me. I go, okay, well, then that's, you know, that's validation of what it is. But this is how it comes. And I get the age of 12, 13, and that's what happens to you. That's why you're scared of bugs.
Okay.
God bless you, hon.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Do you have another question by the chance?
Nope, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Goodbye.
Yes, remember, folks, you know, our past lives are something else. They really, really are. They connect us to a part of us that is us. And, you know, mark it down, write it down. Any feelings whatsoever. Write all down. Put down your emotions. Put down what you feel. Anything that comes, again, keep that journal. Remember, the date, March 12th, right here on A Link to Heaven Radio, BBS, 8 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for the one exciting event, again, an extraordinary news that will keep you on your toes. Haunted Voices, look for it on A Link to Heaven Radio. What a show this is going to be. Also, I'd like to remind our listening audience that a new reality series on the Sci-Fi Channel is searching for outgoing men and women of all ages and personality types who think that they may have some degree of baseline psychic ability and are eager to be trained and have their psychic skills developed. I strongly urge all of our listening audience to take it upon yourself now, read up on the opening front page of BBS Radio and fill out the contest application. Give yourself that opportunity, folks, of a lifetime. If you want more to learn about the series, please go to www.sci-fi.com/the-gift. To apply, please email one photograph, a bio, and a description of your psychic ability, your phone number, along with a recent photo of yourself to sci-fi-the-gift@mac.com. A reminder here also, on BBS Radio, we have the debut of our very own Dog Pound, Doug and Don, Don and Doug Newsome, and their new show, BBS Boys Barking. You can hear them immediately following my show, so be sure, folks, to tune in, phone up, give a great big Dog Pound holler to our Don and Doug on BBS Radio. In closing, this I'd like to wish all of you a most warm and beautiful evening. God bless you all bunches and keep you all safe. We live our lives in the fast lane at times, disregarding the little things around us. Take that time for yourself to recharge the batteries in your spirit by reflecting once in a while. Allow yourself the opportunity to surge forward in spirituality by tenderly embracing spirit as children more, for the life in you is that, the child of spirit. Till next time, my friends, with open arms, I'm Robbie Thomas, wishing you the very best. Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.